Hey, thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store.
Right now, you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months.
Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide.
Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So here's what I think everybody should do today. I think everybody should go out of their way to compliment somebody today.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Because over the weekend, I was going to be husband of the year, the greatest guy on earth, by getting my wife a coffee. And I was going to air up her tires for her. One of her tires was low. I was going to fix that. And I thought, okay, I'm going to be the hero of the day, the greatest husband of all time. And I pulled up to the coffee line, and as I got there to the window, I was looking over at my phone and not really paying attention. And as I turned my head around, the person there at the window said to me, "Wow, you have beautiful eyes."
Shut up.
And in that moment, you know how that is. You're like, yeah.
Well, especially as a dude. Like, I love that. Like a girl gave you a good compliment on your eyes.
Yeah. So she was like, yeah, she's just being nice. And I was like, yeah, you feel good when that happens. So I went home and told my wife about it.
Oh, she got fired up though, didn't she?
I think she might have been a little bit jealous because this is a place we go fairly often. And she was like, what does she look like?
Oh, man.
Like, it doesn't matter what she looks like. She was being nice to me. So our objective today is we should go out of our way to compliment people.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Like, I'm thinking about sending you down the hall to compliment somebody, find somebody, and maybe say, you know what? I really love your blouse today.
So you want me to, like, go down the hall, randomly open up a door, and go, hey, I love the way your shirt looks today.
Or maybe you could do the pants. Hey, your pants are fitting you really nicely today.
Dude, that is so weird.
Is it weird?
What if I gave one of those compliments that's not really a compliment, and they get offended?
Now, that is bad. But I think we should all go out of our way today to do something nice to make people feel better.
I like that idea. I don't mind that at all.
It's kind of like it's like a motivating thing. I'm kind of like a modern day Eric Birch.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. A modern day Eric Birch, but that's kind of weird too because he's here. We just talked to him a few minutes ago.
I'm like the next Eric Birch.
The next bald Eric Birch.
That's what I meant. The next Eric Birch right here.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, did you see where Drake was number one again this week with Scorpion?
How big is it?
184,000 copies he sold in this week alone, which would be number one any week, but this has been out for 4 weeks, so a solid month at number one on the Billboard 200 for Drake. That's wild.
You realize how big that is, especially now in the day and age of streaming where you can just get whatever you want and listen to it whenever?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that people are plopping down their money?
Yeah.
Is it? Plunkin'.
That's a weird word.
That's not what it is. But, I mean, people are paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to own all of it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Taylor Swift was the last person to do that with Reputation last year.
Yeah.
Because it was number one for 4 weeks.
How much of it's due to this song right here?
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
I do like this song. Have you seen the video of the guy in Florida who gets out and is supposed to do the Shiggy Challenge, which... If you don't know, the Shiggy Challenge is the dance to that song.
Yeah.
And people are jumping out in the middle of the street, cars moving, they jump out, they do the dance, and somebody records it, right? They film them doing it.
Right.
Well, this guy gets out, and let me find the video here, because he gets out, he's standing in the middle of the street, and, well, he gets hit by a car.
Are you serious?
And, dude, here it is. This is legit. So the car has stopped. He's about to get out. Somebody's recording it.
Hey!
You can hear the car in the background. This is in Florida. He's dancing. There's the heart. Are you riding? There's the hand motion.
Oh my god!
He just got plowed by a car.
He got hit in the face.
Oh my gosh.
He didn't react very well to that car.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, and the kid in the background's laughing, and now you see he's got a bloody elbow and all of that.
Well, thankfully he's doing okay. I mean, he's laughing about the whole thing.
So I followed the hashtag, the Shiggy Challenge hashtag. And evidently, you're supposed to jump out in the middle of traffic.
I feel like that's very dangerous. I don't mind people doing the Shiggy Challenge, but, like, you don't have to do it out of a moving vehicle.
I don't think I would do this. There's girls in bikinis doing this.
Whoa. Okay. That is so weird to me.
I know what I'm doing the rest of the day.
Oh, you're going to be watching these bikini videos?
I'm watching the Shiggy Challenge.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's got you gossip.
Well, we got you gossip on Tom Cruise, who set a record over the weekend because Mission Impossible Fallout came out, which was easily number one at the box office, raking in $61.5 million and also sitting at 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah, that's a big score.
Yeah.
But it's his, that's the franchise best opening, and it's also his second best opening of all time. Can you guess the number one opening of all time for Tom Cruise?
Risky Business.
No. And it's not.
Let me guess again. Top Gun.
No.
Cocktail.
Nope. None of those stuff. War of the Worlds. I never would have guessed that.
I don't even know what that is.
It's not a very good movie. It came out like 06, something like that, but it's about this alien that comes to Earth, and it's over the big book from a long time ago and all this kind of stuff. That made $64.9 million in its first weekend.
Wow.
But Tom Cruise out there, 61.5 for Mission Impossible Fallout.
Gotcha gossip on Cardi B and her boyfriend, Offset, the baby daddy. So she posts on her Instagram account over the weekend that she and Offset have gone out and bought two Lamborghinis. They're matching Lambos with those doors that fly up. So Offset has a lime green one, while Cardi B has a kind of light turquoise blue one. I looked up the price, about $210,000 a piece for these vehicles. Oh, and by the way, Cardi B doesn't have a driver's license.
What the heck, man? Why do you need a big car like that?
But she has a $210,000 Lambo.
Jeez. Well, we got you gossip on Kim Kardashian West, who looks to have a new haircut. Have you seen it yet?
I have.
It's a nice little bob. I'm kind of digging it. But Kim can make anything look good. Let's be real.
Yeah, it looks very trendy and cool on her.
Yeah.
So I like it.
And I've seen Kendall and I've seen Kylie kind of do the same thing in the past before, so maybe she's trying to match them. I mean, Kylie's nearly a billionaire.
Come on.
Wouldn't be a bad idea to follow in her footsteps.
Yeah. Go Kim Kardashian, though.
Yeah, she looks awesome.
Here's what Kelly would say. Can I predict what she would say if she were in here this morning?
What's that?
I mean, that's how short her hair always has been. She's just had extensions.
Whatever. I don't believe that at all.
That's what she would say. I mean, I could cut off my hair, too. Such a big story. And of course, that's what Kelly gets when she's not here.
That's it.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So it's Brandon, it's David. Kelly's off today. And it's been one of those weird days for me because, we lost a buddy over the weekend. Brian Christopher. Dang. I just made a post about it on social media that, see if I can get through this part real quick. I want to laugh. Let's do something to make me laugh first.
There's plenty to do. Plenty to do.
There's some audio we found from Brian. He was really excited that we did radio, that I was doing radio. And I remember him sending me audio. And he said, you got to play my song. You got to play my song on the radio. He would call me. He was calling all the time because he wanted me to play his song. And I've known Brian since I was 18. So I met him for the first time in 1995. And he was funny right off the bat. And he was, I don't know, he had all the stuff that at that point I was like, I want to be like him. Because he was cool. He could dance. He had a great physique. The girls loved him. You know, like, he was that guy.
Yeah.
And he would come out to the song I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred, and the place would go crazy. And I was like, dang, that's so cool. I want to be like that one day. So then as the wrestling thing went on and he went on to the WWE and had just a great run and all that great success, I came in and did radio and, you know, have had a level of success here as well. But he was so excited for me to play his music. And he was sending me emails about it. He was having his producer call me. And like this morning, I walked down the hall to an older computer and I was like, I wonder if I still have this stuff because I haven't heard it in a number of years. So with a lot of sadness, I was able to hear him talk and it's funny and it makes me happy. I wanted to share it.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
I can picture him being so happy recording this. It's Brian Christopher Law. We lost him over the weekend. 46. But those who know him can see the smile on his face as he's doing music.
I
sexy for some tights. Too sexy for some tights. Some spandex. You know I'm right. And I'm too sexy for Las Vegas. Too sexy for Las Vegas. Didn't you know?
He's from Memphis.
And I'm too sexy for some country. Too sexy for some country. You'll never see me line dancing.
Here we go. Here comes the chorus to I'm Too Sexy.
Grandmaster, you know what I mean. And I do the hip hop drop off the top rope. Yeah, off the top rope. Off the top rope. Yeah, I fly like a bird off the top rope.
Anyway, I thought I'd be strong through that. My thoughts to Jerry and Kevin and Kay and the entire Lawler family this morning.
And I'm too sexy for a crown. Too sexy for a crown. Hey, King, get out of town. And I'm too sexy for Rikishi. Too sexy for Rikishi. He'll never stink face me. I'm the Grandmaster. You know
anyway,
what
I have more of that stuff that we can share on a podcast or something. I don't know if now's the time. But here's one more thing that I thought was pretty cool.
This is Grandmaster Sexay Brian Christopher. And when I'm in town, I listen to Brandon Baxter.
Just thinking of Brian Christopher this morning.